I'm Hannah. I've lost 75 pounds in 20 months with GLP-1s, plus diet and exercise. On Row, I've gone from struggling to run a mile to running farther every day. You can access FDA-approved GLP-1s online. Get the support you need to reach your weight loss goals. Go to row.co/weight to see if you qualify. I'm a paid Row partner. 20% average weight loss in 1 year in non-diabetics with obesity or overweight with a weight-related medical condition versus 3.1% in placebo arm. Rx only. To stay informed about serious side effects, go to row.co/safety.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch. Did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snaps, it's really refreshing!
I'm Anna Garcia, host of True Crime News, the podcast. Every week, we bring you in-depth coverage on cases making headlines, as well as those that go under the radar. Tune in for Murders That Defy Explanation, Mystery Seeking Exploration, and Shocking Secrets That Will Leave You Breathless. Each week, we honor the victims by going beyond the salacious in our search for justice. Crime never stops. And neither do we. Listen to True Crime News, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Thunder and PT's second date update, sponsored by $5 Tan. Look good, feel good with $5 Tan.
Cooper, tell us about Sadie and your first date. Tell us all about it.
She was great. She's a really nice person, and I had a great time on our date, and we connected.
Okay. Now, I think it takes five things to make a successful first date. I think you have to have comfortability, and you felt comfortable.
Yeah.
There's interest there, obviously, or you wouldn't be calling us to see her again. Laughter on the first date, Cooper, with Sadie?
We had some giggles, yeah.
Good. And some agreeability, I think, is number four. You don't have to.
I think we agreed on it. I mean, I was very agreeable.
Good.
I don't let her.
Doesn't mean you can't disagree on some things, but agreeability. And five, of course, you want for more, and you wouldn't be here if you didn't want to see her again.
What did you actually do on the date, Cooper?
We went out to dinner. I let her pick the place. It was a nice little spot, and we just talked and ate, and everything was good. It was smooth.
Okay. Did anything happen to come up during the date, Cooper, that would have made Sadie change her mind about, you know, wanting to see you again? Can you think of anything at all?
I have no clue. Mm-hmm. I did everything right. I did all those five things you just said. I was polite. I picked up the check. I wasn't looking at my phone or anything.
Yeah, distracted or something.
So it was perfect. Right.
Okay. No, okay. I was all in.
All right. Well, what do you think, PT?
I don't know. Did you, like, say after the date, hey, you know, was it, I'll text you later, or, like, can we get in touch? Was there any kind of, like, a guess to something happening in the future?
Yeah. Hey, that was sweet. Let's do it again.
Yeah.
And she said, yeah, that was great.
Okay. All right. Well, let's just call her. We can sit
then
here.
Then she hasn't responded to you. Okay.
Kick it around all morning long. But yeah. I think there's only one person that knows the answer to this, Cooper, and that's Sadie herself. So hang tight.
Hello?
Hi. Good morning. Could we speak to Sadie, please?
This is she?
Yeah. Good morning, Sadie. Thanks for answering. Thanks for picking up. We're not selling anything. Everything's fine. But we're calling from a radio station, 102.9 The Wolf. And we're the Thunder and PT Morning Show.
Good morning, Sadie.
And we're just wondering if you might have a minute.
Hi.
Hey. We're just wondering if you might have a minute for us this morning to talk on the air about somebody we have in common.
What is
okay.
this about?
Yeah, so we're calling to ask you about a date that you went on with a gentleman named Cooper.
Okay.
We do this thing called second date update, where essentially somebody's been on a great first date, and then they kind of haven't heard back from the other person and want to see them again, and Cooper reached out to us about you and his date with you.
Because
you guys had dinner or something like that?
Yeah, he's been trying to get a hold of you, and you haven't called him back, and we're calling just to see if everything is okay.
I mean, I'm okay. I don't think I'm going to be calling him, though.
Okay. Can we ask why not?
Yeah. Okay, it was something he did on the way out of the restaurant.
So all right.
There were these mints in a bowl. He took two huge handfuls and then shoved them in his pocket.
Okay.
The lady saw him do it, too.
The hostess?
She was kind... Yeah. But she was kind enough not to say anything, but we both sort of looked at each other, and it was super awkward.
Yeah, and okay. Were they open mints, or were they, like, wrapped up in foil individually?
Like, open mints.
And you were disgusted by that or whatever. You thought what exactly? That the woman saw you or you just thought that was inappropriate?
I just thought it was inappropriate. Yeah. And, I mean, it was embarrassing, too.
Right.
Wow. Okay. So it just kind of turned you off to the whole date?
And you'd had a good time up until that moment.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. It was fine. It's just, I don't know. It's just.
You just,
I don't know, it's like self-control, it's just weird. Yeah.
Okay, so a big turnoff. All right, Sadie, we talked to Cooper here on our show. We just had him hold on in case we were able to get a hold of you. We did. And I know the last thing you wanted to do this morning was wake up and be on the radio. But I think just for our own curiosity, I would just love for you to hold on for 1 minute and bring Cooper into the conversation.
Maybe we can just kind of ask him what the deal was,
you know?
He
can explain himself. Would you be
okay.
up? Would you be okay? You're up for that? You'd be okay with that? Okay. All right. 1 minute. Promise. Hey, are you there, Cooper?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
what's going on with the mints?
Yeah.
So a few things about the mints. They were wrapped. You know, I'm not just sticking my hand in open food.
Well, did you take a bunch of them though?
I had eaten a lot of garlic. I didn't want my breath to stink. And also, what? The mints are there for people to take.
Not all of them. You left like three in the bowl.
There was five left in the bowl.
It was rude. You're supposed to take one. It's a courtesy to even put them out. Where is your self-control? Like, what is, I don't know. Mm-hmm. It was weird.
I don't think it was weird or a big deal.
All right, let me just interrupt here. How many did you take?
And approximately.
Please, yeah, and Sadie, please just hold on with us for a second. I want to get the same answer from Sadie. Within 10 minutes, how many do you think you grabbed? In two, I think Sadie said you grabbed two handfuls, both hands in your pockets.
There's a couple of handfuls. I'm not a giant. It's not like I have...
Well, 50?
Yeah.
20?
Yeah.
10?
Oh, I didn't. I mean, I'm not. Who's counting?
15?
You know, it's just a bowl of mints.
Just approximately. Okay.
Well, because, why? Because it's like, if regardless of how much garlic you have, like, what is 20 mints going to do that two mints isn't? You
know
what
I think it would be. I think it would be. I think it'd be a lot more powerful than two mints. And two's not enough.
I mean,
I think up to six is fine. Anything more than six, a little questionable. More than 10, absolutely not. Was it more than 10, Sadie?
Yeah, it was definitely more than 10.
Okay.
Yeah, wow. Okay.
All right. So it's a no then, Sadie, for you because too many mints.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm not.
If you had taken six, would you still
what
say
what number
yes?
of mints would have left you? You know,
what was the right number?
I think anything that didn't cause looks from the staff. Mm.
It was like he was almost stealing them in your mind.
Kind of. It's just rude.
But he paid for the meal. He tipped well, right?
Well, I mean, so does everyone else that eats there. They don't take all the men.
All right. So it's a no. Cooper, I'm sorry. It's a no from Sadie for a second date.
Well, yeah, I mean, I don't know. Maybe I should have shared some mints with her.
Oh, maybe.
There you go.
That's possible.
Hey, grab three or four.
Or maybe gone around to some of the other tables and handed them out, too.
There, delivery
that
or
would
something.
That have made a difference, Sadie?
Definitely not.
Okay. All right. That's a big solid no. Cooper, I'm sorry. Better luck next time.
Yeah,
just
best
for the
luck,
record.
Buddy.
More than 10, no. Six, four, perfect. We got
minutes.
It figured out. So we'll never have to have this discussion again on
Second Date Update.
Up next, it's 90 minutes of nonstop nonsense and everything country with Thunder and PT. On the Wolf.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snapsidility refreshing!
For years, Gone South has been a podcast about crime in the American South. But for our new season, we're widening the lens. Through deeply reported, narrative-driven stories, we're digging into the myths, scandals, and power structures that still shape the South, and, in a lot of ways, the country itself. Follow and listen to Gone South Season 5, an Odyssey podcast, available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.